When offspring are out of line, sometimes it takes nature to demonstrate an alternative to fighting. Today, Jane Andrews explores the heartache of loving, challenging family members and witnessing nature's ability to let go. This is A Walk in the Park.
I think that anyone watching the three little fluffy hawk chicks in the red-tailed hawk's nest would understand where bullies come from. On Cornell's live hawk cam, we got a close-up view of the oldest sibling pecking at his younger siblings with everything he's got. It was hard to watch. The one-sided attack was so bad that the mother hawk was forced to go find a branch in order to block the attacker. Those of us younger siblings in our own families can certainly relate. I had to get used to being physically overpowered as a child. There should have been intervention, but there was none. It's nice to see the mother hawk lay down a branch between the chicks, so to put an end to the behavior. That was quite inspiring to me. She naturally knew to stop the behavior before it would do any long-term damage. To control further fighting, the mother hawk feeds the dominant one first with enough protein to put him right to sleep, so she can then pay attention to feeding the other two without incident. I had my children 7 years apart. Perhaps I did that to avoid the older one arbitrarily beating up the younger one. By seven, we hope they know better. I like order, and like the mother hawk, I would find creative ways to divide and conquer. I don't like injustice, which probably is a result of being on the receiving end of unchecked behavior. I like quiet, so I would not reward yelling with power. As a mother, this approach was what I preferred, but I was not always successful achieving it. Glancing at the monitor, I couldn't help but wonder if the mother hawk knew she had a bully. Every offspring, every child, is born an individual. Some are more challenging than others, and just when we think we've got a handle on it, they have a growth spurt and we have to figure it out all over again. Every year for many years, this mother hawk raises a new brood. All of those previous babies are adults now and off on their own. She pays attention only to the brood in front of her, allowing her adult children to figure out life for themselves.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.